take them away from sleep. So sleep is necessary. It has a necessary amount, and in that amount, what's actually happening is a person goes into REM mode, and then they begin to defragment what's in their mind. Now, if an individual, so what you want to do is you want to be able to defragment quickly. Now, if you ask anybody who knows about defragmenting, I'm not a professional in this, but ask anybody who is, and they'll tell you that if you defragment regularly, then you can do it for a shorter period of time. For example, if there's not much error in the way the files are placed, and then you defragment, it takes only an hour. But if there's all this activity going on, there's all these files coming in and out and opening and closing and saving, then it takes 10 hours to defragment sometimes. So the amount of your input is exactly what needs to be defragmented. So if you're sitting and you're watching the news and you're watching this and you're doing this, all of those are inputs. Sometimes we think that, okay, I'm going to watch the news, it's not a big deal. That's the biggest mistake you make, is the 10 o'clock news if you're about to go to bed. You watch the 10 o'clock news, all the garbage from the world is going to come into your system. All this death, all this dying, all these problems in the world. And then you're going to go to bed, and all of that is now weighing heavily on your psyche. And then you have to now defragment all of that. So it's very important that after the Isha prayer, which is, you know, another way by which you place all your files where they belong. You come to the Isha prayer, you extinguish all of the headaches that you created for yourself, all the fires that we build for ourselves throughout the day. After the Isha prayer, you don't want to have those types of interactions. It's, subhanAllah, it's amazing. It's built into the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ says that a person should not speak after the Isha prayer. That was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, with rare exception with his family members. The Prophet ﷺ would not be someone who would speak significantly after the Isha prayer. So after that, Isha prayer was a time to go to bed. So after the Isha prayer is not the time to now start doing all of these different activities and start to bring in all this stuff through the senses. What you want to do is you want to go to bed after the Isha prayer, so that when you go to sleep, you don't need 8 hours to defragment and you wake up and everything is still all messed up, right? You need 4 hours to defragment and you wake up totally anew, totally refreshed. So that's the second thing to keep in mind. So one... Okay, so anyway, that's the second thing to keep in mind. The next thing to keep in mind is that you got to get to the Isha prayer in the masjid. Again, it's just one more defragmenting process. When an individual gets to the Isha prayer in the masjid, right, then they're going to increase the barakah and the opportunity for them to be able to get to the Fajr prayer in the masjid. So if you come to the Isha prayer and you don't come thinking, let me see who's there, but you come thinking, subhanAllah, thank Allah that He allowed me to be there, right? Then what that ends up creating a state of thankfulness. So you walk into the Isha prayer in the masjid and you say, subhanAllah, Allah, this is your infinite mercy that such a piece of filth like myself could even show up in your gathering. Right? When that type of attitude exists in a person and he walks into the masjid thanking Allah and he walks out of the masjid thanking Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that person and bring them to the next prayer. Because that's in the end what Allah desires. He desires that we recognize Him and we be thankful to Him. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you're thankful, then Allah will increase you. Right? And if you, that's the common principle that's present in the Quran. It's a common principle present within our deen. So the individual who walks in thankful and says, Ya Allah, it's only through Your mercy, through Your ability, through Your grace that I was able to show up at this prayer. So Ya Allah, if You see it and find it in Your treasure to allow me